Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip of mine? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
What is up, y'all? God dang, man. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. You know, my birthday for me is the start of the holiday season. Because after my birthday, you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas, you got New Year's, you got Valentine's Day, and so on and so forth, man. So that's why I party on my birthday. I hope y'all understand that what we was talking about last time wasn't really sex, but we was talking about the benefits of knowing and being real when it comes to sex. And I'm going to continue on that because I just believe, excuse me, that I'm a regular Joe now. I'm a regular dude. I just got, I just got a lot of experience with women, and I'm offering you the same chances to see this in your life. Just think about it, man. There's no bragging about all the women a motherfucker fuck with. It's just telling you, if you fuck with five women over a lifetime, that's all you know. But if you fuck with 3,000 or more women over your lifetime, you end up knowing much more about women. Not the particular woman, because there's so many women, you didn't forgot her. But you know a lot about women. And I ain't trying to, you know, encourage none of you motherfuckers to go out there and try to become a pimp. All I'm trying to do is get, you know, those of you who are inclined to actually pick it up to mature into that. You want to be an alpha motherfucker. And that shit is in you. It's in every individual. But it's suppressed over time. And you have to purposely bring it out. The confidence my course build is real. And many of my alumni have been on these shows to verify what they've gotten from it. And they be saying that they don't have to fuck with women. They don't really approach women like they used to, you know. And when I ask them why, it's because they approach me. They come up to me, talking to me, something about me. And all I do is smile when they say that because I know what it is about them. When you have confidence, you exude an aura. And this aura is very attractive. And all you got to do is learn how to not try to overplay it. Just let it play. You got to be relaxed and let your aura do its job. And its job is to put your confidence on display so that it'll attract women. That's just the bottom line. See, none of the motherfuckers that fuck with me had the knowledge or the gumption to do what they're doing now until the course laced them. And the thing about the course, which is why I really am proud of it, it actually laces you. It makes you go get the information because the information is out there right now without the course. So if you think you can go get it, go get it. I don't think you can. I think you can. Go get it. I believe in you. But what I'm also saying because I ain't no damn fool. There is no way I can say with a straight face that you do not need skills in the bedroom. You got to have skills. I sure got them. You need to know how to handle a woman in the bed, sure. I ain't never had no complaints. But the question I'm going to talk about today is, what the fuck do you do after you fuck the bitch? What's on your mind then? Where are you coming from then? What do your fucking skills take you, or where do your fucking skills take you after you done fucking? 862, what's up?
Always wanted to know, like, what is the point of keeping them around after you fuck them? Well, when you keep them around, you start going through shit with them. Cause I could just remember
I ain't listening to your bullshit, man. I remember talking to that dude last time, man. Fuck him. He don't even want to know what this shit. He's just asking some stupid ass questions. I know where my goddamn skills take me. And I know where my skills taken and bitch I'm fucking with it. And I certainly am not depending on how well I fuck this bitch to know where I'm going with her. And no, for your information, she ain't gonna be doing no hoeing. I got so much more shit I want a bitch to do for me now. I'm saying shit, when I was a motherfucking pimp, all I wanted that bitch to do was hoe and get me some money. Now, I got way more things for a bitch to do. Not better than hoeing. Not better than getting money. But it's so serving my goddamn purpose. I got a lot of shit. A lot of game. Since being a pimp, kind sirs. Don't get it twisted about me. I ain't no longer a pimp. I ain't got no desire to be a goddamn pimp. But do that mean I'm supposed to forget what I know? Do I supposed to forget how much game I got? Am I supposed to forget how I learned to affect women? Am I supposed to change because I'm a big old square now? Shit. Does it mean I don't supposed to share this knowledge I got with you motherfuckers? The only reservation I have about sharing is that you motherfuckers ain't gonna use it. My desire is to become an internationally acclaimed motherfucker in my own right. And I'm gonna accomplish this through my writings and my confidence course and my personal appearances in my fucking shows and videos. Because you know what? Even though I want you motherfuckers to get it, you might not. But it's recorded. It's going to be in the archives forever. So motherfuckers 100 years from now can listen to this shit. And they can say, oh, that's what it was back in the 21st century. Man, some of that shit made sense. Because by then, 100 years from now, you motherfuckers will all be motherfucking trained to be fucking dolls and shit. I'm an accomplished author. I done read over 20 books. I've also written and financed 2 documentaries. I done invented 3 games, children's games, that teach them about putting numbers together, history, and words. Man, I got hella shit to tell a bitch while I'm fucking her and after. Ah, fuck it. That's going to turn her on to me way more than any motherfucking dick could ever do. And you know where I learned that? Pimping hoes. You know how I learned that? Realizing that I could let them motherfucking bitches go out and whoever the fuck, professional dick fucking whatever, pussy fucking motherfucker, paper pussy, you know, this motherfucker know exactly what he doing, know how he want to do it, ain't got no strings attached. That nigga ought to be able to fuck the shit out of the bitch. But he don't. Because I train my bitch what to do. And he having a hard time even fucking the bitch. Which is going to make him come. Which is going to make her job easy. Which is going to make her get more money. I'm saying every motherfucking thing I do has something to do for me. I ain't trying to have no bitch tell me I fucked her so good. Oh, goddamn, you fuck good, nigga. I want that bitch to tell me, damn, man, what else do you need me to do? Because I've been telling her some shit while I was fucking her. I'm telling you, I'm already in the bitch head. Because I got the confidence that it takes to get there. And I got the knowledge that it takes to stay there. I'm trying to share shit with you guys. So you can get past pussy. So you can grow into what the fuck you trying to be. That was my ace in the hole. I was way past pussy. Before I got that bitch pussy, I was so in her head, she done conned on me several times. I'll fuck a bitch and have her buy my next 1,000 units that I need to sell. Or have her get my graphics for my next book cover. Or I have her buying whatever I need for my next project's completion, a new fucking printer, some ink, I don't care. Shit, this shit is way bigger than pussy. I do not believe in simply going after some goddamn pussy. But I will say this. I do believe it is essential for someone to be trusted enough by you to tell you some deep secrets about the bedroom. But that ain't me. I'm pretty sure if you fuck with Steve the Dean, I'm pretty sure he can handle that. I could too. I just don't. On this show, I talk about you. I talk about what you can get from a woman by showing her you are a serious alpha dog with serious shit on your mind that needs to be tended to. If you can't think like this while you fucking a bitch, you can't fuck. If you can't do nothing for me except help me come, fuck you, bitch. That's what I think. And I want you all to start thinking that way as soon as possible. And you'll do it quicker with the help of my courses. But if you don't fuck with my course, still, if you're thinking about it all the time, you still may get to it. I ain't sure you will, but you might. I'm just saying, we all should understand what I just said. And hopefully, we can continue to have these discussions because you can't tell me they don't help you. I don't give a fuck if you call in or tuned in for some entertainment. Like I told you last time, my entertainment is the fact that I'm informing you motherfuckers. What floats my boat is that I'm not up here with some bullshit I'm talking about. I don't care how many of you listening, two or three, maybe even one, is going to really get this shit. My job is done because I'm informing. I'm educating. Now, all we got to do together, I'm saying, I got you covered. And you need to understand you covered on all sides. All sides of the playing field, right, left, front, back. All you covered. Because this shit, if you believe it and you start practicing it, it's going to cover you no matter what the fuck situation you in. What's up, 517?
What's up? What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Hey, what's happening, man? I'm good. How about you?
I'm blessed, man. I wanted you to touch on something you spoke on last week. I think it was on your one of your YouTube shows or something, where you were talking about a woman's pussy game and her money game. Now, I got the pussy game part down, but I wanted you to touch on a little bit of that with the money games that women play.
What did you get from the pussy games that they play? What is a pussy game?
A pussy game is where, let's say, for example, she promised you some pussy on Monday. Say she go give it to you Friday, and for the rest of the week, she taking you through some bullshit.
Now, that's dope. That's real. That's what pussy games is. Now, come on with money games. What did you get, or what did you think I said money games were?
A bitch might try to get you to spend money on her to get when she ain't really doing nothing to deserve it.
What? Okay.
And things of that nature.
Wait. What I'm saying is this, Cameo. The only way you need a motherfucker to do anything is when you don't have any idea of what the fuck it is. Because other than that, your idea, if you pursue it, it's going to tell you your answer. Now, just think about it, man. What the fuck can I tell you that's going to explain when a motherfucking bitch is playing games with the pussy games? It could be money. It could be all kind of shit, but it's all pussy games. It's all under pussy games. You do want to know what's the difference between pussy game and money game. But what I'm saying, money games lead to the pussy. That's all the bitch
right.
have. But I'm saying, if you think shit through, man, critical think, man. Don't just surface think. You got to break shit apart. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you get the confidence that you know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't get no goddamn confidence by asking me a question that you already know the answer to, even though the answer is going to be nothing. The answer you have is going to be nothing like the answer I give. But you still know that we said the same thing. Come on, man. That's straight confidence building in you. Even when you ask that question, you would ask it differently so that me and you would kick it about it. And you would see, oh, shit, I was right. You know, because the way I'm kicking it, I'm confirming some shit you said. And you'd be saying to yourself as you're listening, man, I knew I was right, man. I got it. You'd be making yourself want to deal more with what you think than what I'm saying. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. And that's what I'm going through now as you're talking, that you're right. And I was going in the right direction as to what I was thinking.
But you didn't trust your thoughts because you didn't finish it. You got to finish thinking, man. You can't half-ass think. Now, I done told you this a lot, haven't I?
Yeah, you tell it to me all the time.
So what I'm saying is you got to realize what critical thinking is. You think you know what it is, but you don't because you don't critically think. That's not bad. It's good that you're exposing that so we can kick it. But then you got to stop doing that. You take from your power, man, when you don't follow your thoughts. 347, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
Yeah, how you doing, Roseblood, man? You got the Black Friday sales?
I don't have no Black Friday sale, but I got the pandemic sale jumping
not
off.
I mean the pandemic sale, not Black Friday sale. My bad.
Yeah,
pandemic
I got it.
Sales.
I got to
get the whole thing, man. I wanted to get trying to get the full package. I just got of course some little ones. I gotta get it because this shit right here just showed me I gotta improve myself.
Well, man, don't tell me about it. Hit PayPal. Let me hook you up. 300.
All right, because I gotta make a PayPal,
whole
right?
Course. 300 for the whole course. And then if you want to learn it at SWU, it's still $700. It's $250 for the tuition. $550
all right.
would get you what normally costs you $1,550. So it's up to you, man. I hope you jump on it.
500, right, you said?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, perfect, yeah, perfect, yeah. I wanted to do that, man. Another thing I wanted to say was with this, with like, the masses and all that, like, that's, like, you still do, you think it's still good to do the, like, 100-a-day stuff and all that?
Why wouldn't it be?
Nah, I'm saying, because, like, that's why I want to get it. That's why I really want to get it, because that showed me right there. Yeah.
Listen.
I hear you.
Is this. 100 a day when ain't nothing going on, fine. But if that gets knocked down to 20 a day because of pandemic, at least you're doing the most you can do. So the number per se is not important. It's the fact that you're doing as much as you can. As long as you're doing, God, I keep bringing my phone in here. You know it's Sunday, and you know I'm doing my damn show. What I'm saying, man, is how to make. Okay, somebody, I hear a bunch of background noise.
No, sorry, that was the car passing.
Okay, we got to make everything we do about what we think. If it's not, man, we ain't gonna roll. We just not. We got to make everything we do have something to do with what we think. That way you're constantly making your life about your life instead of your life be about shit that you see, shit that you hear, things that you inadvertently get involved in. Nah, man, that shit don't happen when you a selfish ass motherfucker and all you thinking about is you. You don't want no police pulling you over, so you thinking about all kind of shit while you smoking a joint or have a cocktail in your car or whatever. I don't do that shit. But if you do it, because I did used to do it, I ain't never got a drunk driving. I ain't never got open container. I didn't got a speeding ticket before. But what I'm saying is, I mean, I watch out for shit because I'm thinking of all the shit that I can get in just driving down the street. That's how pimps think. We don't ride dirty. But we sure ride like we dirty. We ain't paranoid. We just scared and we looking for every and anything that could possibly happen to stop our day. We see the motorcycle police, you know, going the opposite direction. We make sure we watch that motherfucker keep going because he might turn around. We want to see. We think like something's wrong. But we know we ain't did shit. That's why we out there don't give a fuck about them. But about knowing they there, we straight aware. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yes.
What am I saying to you then?
You're saying to me that you have to first, like, think of the situation first before you handle it.
Well, yeah, but you have to have thought of the situation. That's by being paranoid, if you want to call it that, and guessing that this police is going to turn around and come fuck with me, so I'm going to make sure I ain't got nothing out in the open, blah, blah, blah. And then a couple of
blocks down.
Hey, man, you have a problem You got a problem with listening, man? Because I don't like a motherfucker talking while I'm talking.
No, go ahead. My bad.
Okay, so I'm saying, you ride down the street a couple more blocks, and you look behind you because you're being paranoid, and you see that motherfucker going on about his business. You don't think, dang, I should quit being paranoid. You be glad that you are, because now you ain't thinking about that goddamn cop. This shit have its own rewards. And then if you don't understand the rewards you get from thinking proactive, you just going to miss the reward, man. Now, whatever you got to say, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's why I really wanted to get this course. Like, I really wanted to get the whole course because I need to start, like, I feel like I have to start, like, thinking of other stuff because I feel like I'm still seeing the same stuff, like, the same lines.
Stop right there and listen. To me, you're full of shit. You know why? Because you already been listening to me two or three times. You already know this shit make you know what you need to do. And if you serious about it, I'd already had your shit and you'd have told me blah, 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 and I'd be welcoming you in January. It ain't going to do you no good to sit up in here and tell me how much you need this shit and how much it made you think. It ain't going to do shit for you. Is it? What is it going to do? Did it put the shit in your hand? So what I'm saying, bro, you need the shit in your hand. You already been crying. You already been making excuses. I don't be wanting to hear them. Hit me so I can hit you so you can get what you want, or you full of shit. That's just me, man. I don't take it personal. That's just how I feel about it.
You're right.
I know I'm right. All right, you guys, you got to understand, man. Yeah, I talk shit, but I mean it. I love you motherfuckers, and I just ain't going to let you do it with me. You ain't going to be playing with me. But I know women will give you the world if you know how to get them, if you know how to get them to do it. Women don't care nothing about money. They don't care nothing about position. They don't care shit when it comes to having a real man in their corner. I mean, you motherfuckers don't kiss bitches. You don't hold bitches. You don't do nothing tender with bitches. And you want to wonder why bitches like bitches. Bitches know other bitches gonna do that shit because they crave it. And it used to be dudes gave them what they craved. But you motherfuckers are so pumped now, all you do is make excuses. Man, I don't know who she been kissing. I don't know who dick she been sucking. Like you know whose dick the last bitch you fucked or kissed been sucking. I'm saying, I mean, of course, I don't want no diseases, but I'm telling you, since I know exactly what my bitch is doing, because I done trained her motherfucking ass, I'm not paranoid like you motherfuckers. And I'm not saying you being paranoid for no reason. Bitches do that shit you worried about. But the only way they do it is when you ain't about it. Because if you about it, you're going to put her up on all this shit, and she's going to be sharp enough to see you sharp, and she ain't going to fuck with it. No, I can't believe that. Don't believe it. Keep believing what you believe. How you like it? How has that served you? You need to believe something else. You don't have to want what I want from a goddamn woman, but the sooner you realize you have to want something besides some goddamn pussy, the sooner you realize that, the sooner you realize your deepest desires. Don't be mad at me because I could use and rely on skills that you don't motherfucking have. Don't be mad at me because I want more from a woman than some goddamn pussy. And I ain't saying you shouldn't want a TTA. Oh, okay, TTA. Tap that ass. I ain't saying you shouldn't want to do that shit when the time comes. Everything you think of is possible. And the only way you won't get it done is if you don't get up and do it. That's one of the keys of my course. It sets you in the right direction. Your confidence is waiting on your motherfucking move. The next woman in your life is waiting on your goddamn move. You ain't gonna make it though. You're waiting for it to make itself and appear to you like magic. You better get your shit together. You better get your mind well. You got to stop ailing in that game of dating. And you got to start getting what you want from a woman. Think about it. If you ain't got pussy on your mind and you're fucking with this bitch and you got three things and she gave you one of them, not gave you, but you got one of them out of her, man, you feel like you done hit a home run because you're getting the pussy anyway. Now you're getting this too. Man, come on, man. That'll get you sprung really quick. Really, really quick. All of you guys accept that if it's at all possible, any woman you fucking with is going to charge you. You accept that. What I don't understand is why you don't want something from her. I just can't get to that. Why do you just want some pussy? It's obvious that you accept that she wants something else from you besides your goddamn dick. All she gave you was some pussy. And she really believes she can ask you for whatever she needs because she gave you some pussy. Now think about this, man, because I do the same thing they do. I think, damn, bitch, I fucked you good. You conned and shit. You know, you fucked me good. I conned and shit. Fair exchange ain't no robbery. So what I'm saying, if you believe it's fair that I should be doing shit other than supplying you or serving you like you were serving me, then why is it such a big deal for me to believe that you need to serve me up some other shit? If you think because you gave me some pussy, I should pay this or that bill, why can't I think because I gave you a dick, some of this dick, that you can't pay for this or that bill for me? See, this is how sharp you gotta be. Because the answer to that is not even important. What's important is that you get that bitch to see what you're saying. And she will see it. Because that bitch automatically know fair exchange ain't no robbery. So you can't complain about something I'm doing if you doing it. And you can't complain about something I'm not doing if you not doing it. Now, this is equality. And if you know how to get it, you won't be worried about a motherfucking bitch talking about equal shit or whatever the fuck women talking about today or how they feel about men and shit. You got to understand why women are like they are. And it's because dudes are like they are. Dudes care more about their eyebrows. Dudes care more about their eyelashes. They want to make sure their lips look soft, which ain't no bad thing. But I'm saying women do that shit. Women care as much as dudes care. But no, of course, you use unisex deodorant cream. Unisex this, unisex that. She can wear your shit and you don't think nothing about me. My bitch put on a pair of my drawers, I'll never wear them again. You done fucked up the shape of them, bitch. Bitch ain't did shit. But I'm making it an issue. I ain't wearing them no more, motherfucker. You wear my t-shirt, you can have it. You wear anything of mine, don't put it back in my drawer. I don't wear unisex shit. I ain't gonna wear no unisex shit either. I don't give a fuck what nobody motherfucking say. Look, today is November 29th, and it's Sandy's, my first hoe, who's been dead probably 30 years. But it's her birthday. And I got this dude. Damn, what is the name of his show? God damn it. About Stuff. There's something like that. It's About Stuff. He got a YouTube show. And I told him at quarter till, I would call him and be on his YouTube show. So if y'all don't have no questions, now if you have questions, we can roll. But if you don't, I'm going to go so I can be on time. See, you motherfuckers? You ain't got shit to say. That's why I just hate that goddamn shit. I mean, I ain't mad at you. But I'm saying, man, if you get to talk to a motherfucker, you should really want to talk. Hey, man, next Sunday, hour and a half instead of an hour, usually an hour. But I only gave you 45 minutes today. Hey, stay up.